She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah.
So that takes me back to when I was 3 years old. So I'm a child of the Beatles. But that's because it's so simple. But the yeah, yeah, yeah bit is when your parents say, no, there's no yeah, yeah. And that allowed you to say yes, yeah. It was also the time my brother was born. And he was born at home. And I wasn't allowed into my mum's bedroom because she was in labour and I got this miserable midwife banishing me. She almost lost her mind. Willful child I was. Because I then went scooting around the outside of the house, looked through the window, just in time to see my brother pop out. But the result of that has been closeness with my brother, that he's still there now. And through all my trials and tribulations, he's totally with me now. So yeah, yeah, with a love like that, you know you should be glad. It was the only one while we were talking, it just all brought that all back. But I can remember just sitting in the bedroom, singing that, reading a comic, but it started early in the morning. The whole day was eventful, not just for my brother being born, but I then went with my father. He used to go to Smithfield Market, buy chicken, draw them, get them oven ready, but now it's all done for you. So we were in a van, went to Ashford, and the van broke. And I'm asleep in the front seat, and I had to call someone in to come and collect him. He came in his Jaguar, and we had chickens in the boot, the back seats, everywhere. I had to still have to go and deliver them. So I got back late, after all, everything else, and of course, my father had followed me around the house to see what I was up to and couldn't stop me seeing what I saw. So of course there's all sorts of panic and all, what's the guys going to affect him and all, and it turned into me now. So make your own mind up whether it'll affect me. We're talking early 60s, so the conventions at that time were no, men don't go in and yeah, see that. You know you should be glad. You know it's up. I was at both my sons, 89 and 91. Sensibilities had changed. Now I have my hands squeezed. Does throw me back to, and I'm 57 years ago. But I can still feel the rise of the flat. I can still remember, I could draw the layout. It was all part of a big mansion just outside of my garden. So all of it throws that back. It's all such a big grounds, and there's oak trees, and kids' wonderland for kids my age. And you could just, and our parents didn't worry about it, they just, you've gone. Just playing, and also it's wonderful. Really. But that particular song now reminds me of that particular day. I never mentioned the song, but he knows that I was, you know, I'd seen it all. Yeah, yeah, with a love like that, you know you should be glad. He didn't throw me at all. No, he didn't throw me at all. Once he was born and we were allowed in to see him and he was carried, it was a thing. And it was just, he obviously stayed in the, obviously in my parents' room. He was then 6 months old when Winter of 62 got hit. So he was in there until he was about 9 months. And then I can remember the day that they said, right, he's down, Matt, going to into your room and you're going to be sharing the room. And I knew it was coming and I took myself off when they put him to bed. My mum and dad said, well, where's he? And I couldn't find him. I was already in the bed because of that. And my brother and I have always been very close. He's not only my brother, he's my best friend.